familiarity with Motown. My brothers and I used to have a DJing business. So having a DJing business and DJing all of your friends' wedding receptions always included some form of Motown. And one of my favorite pieces, Stevie Wonder's classic, "Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours." You know the song. He belts out those five words with everything he has. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. It's a declaration of complete commitment. No fine print, no escape clause, no "I'll get back to you." Just total, wholehearted belonging. And that song has stuck in my head all week because I kept thinking that's exactly what Jesus is doing in this passage I'm going to read to you this morning. We are standing at the end of Matthew's gospel, the final scene, the last words, the closing chord. And in just five verses, Jesus does something remarkable. He signs his name to a promise. He seals it with his authority, and he delivers a mission. And then he says, "I'm yours to the end of the age." Let's sit with that as we listen to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Creator and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Would you pray with me? Creator God, breathe into us your spirit, we pray, that these words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart may be wholly acceptable to you and to find a home in the hearts of these, your beloved. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now we need to set the scene through these words. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And I love that Matthew doesn't clean this up for us. Some doubted. Right there, in the presence of the risen Lord, feet on the mountain, eyes on Jesus, and some of them are still not quite sure what to make of it. Isn't that honest? Isn't that human? We sometimes imagine the disciples as men and women of ironclad faith, untouchable certainty, spiritual giants who never wavered, but here they are, and Matthew tells us plainly, some doubted. The Greek word is edistasin. It carries the sense of standing at a fork in the road, caught between two paths, unsure of which way to go. If you've ever sat in a church pew, or stood at a graveside, or stared wide awake at the ceiling at 2 o'clock in the morning and felt the pull of doubt alongside the pull of faith, you are not alone. You are, in fact, in the very best of company. You are standing on the mountain with the 11. And here is what Jesus does with doubters on a mountain. He walks toward them anyway. Signed, the authority is real. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He doesn't start by addressing the doubt. He starts with a declaration. All authority in heaven and on earth. Not some authority, not regional authority, not spiritual authority with an asterisk. All authority. The Greek word here is pronounced exousia. Power, the right to act, the capacity to make things happen. And Jesus says, it has all been given to me. This is the signature at the bottom of the document. Before he gives them anything to do, he tells them who is doing the sending. This matters because the mission he's about to hand them is, and let's be honest, completely absurd. 11 people. No army. No budget. No social media platform. I mean, come on. And he's going to tell them to go to all nations. The audacity of that command only makes sense in light of the authority behind it. The Great Commission isn't built on courage. It isn't built on our eloquence or our resources or our cleverness. It is built on the bedrock of a risen Lord who holds all of heaven and earth in his hands. When you go, and we will talk about going, you go signed by that name. Sealed. The mission is clear. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Creator and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Therefore, because all authority belongs to Jesus, therefore, go. The mission flows directly from the authority. It is sealed by it. And notice what the mission actually is. It's not go and make converts. It's not go and build impressive cathedrals or other institutions. The single imperative in this sentence, the one main verb in the original Greek, is methousete, make disciples. Everything else, going, baptizing, teaching, describes how it happens. Disciples are made on the road, my friends, in the water, around a table like this. Discipleship is a journey. It's not a transaction. Baptizing them in the name of the Creator and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, this is the seal of belonging. To be baptized in that name is to be marked, claimed, drawn into the life of the triune God, not as a subject, but as a child, a family member, one who belongs. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded, not just teaching them facts about Jesus, teaching them to obey. To apply their learning to all of life. All of life. This love one another thing becomes huge then. Apply it to all of life. Discipleship has shape. It looks like a life increasingly formed by the words and ways of Jesus. That is the mission. And it's huge. It's demanding. My friends, it'll take everything you've got. But it has been sealed by the one who has all authority, and that changes everything. Delivered, the promise holds. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. This is the delivery. This is the gift at the center of the whole passage. Notice that Jesus doesn't say, I will help you, or I will watch over you from a distance, or I will send resources your way. He says, I am with you. Present tense, ongoing tense, not even future tense, just am. Always, to the end of the age. The word here for always is passas tas hermanas, literally all the days, every single day, the good Sundays and the hard Mondays, the thank God it's Fridays, the days when the sanctuary is full, and the days when you feel like you're laboring alone, the days of clarity, the days of doubt on the mountaintop, all the days. This is the promise that carries the mission. This is what makes the impossible task possible. Not our competence, but Christ's presence. Matthew's gospel began with a name, Emmanuel, God with us. And it ends with a promise, I am with you always. The whole gospel is wrapped in this truth, from the manger to the mountain, from the beginning to the end of the age. The presence of Jesus is not a reward for faithful disciples. It is the foundation that makes discipleship possible in the first place. Signed, sealed, delivered. So here's what Matthew wants us to carry out of this mountain scene. Jesus has signed the commission with all authority. The one sending you is not a hopeful wish. He is the risen Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus has sealed the mission with clarity. Make disciples, baptize, teach, obey. This is the shape of our collective lives together. And Jesus has delivered a promise that will not expire. I am with you always, all the days, to the end. To all the doubters on the mountain, and I suspect there are some in this space here today, some who will be at home listening to this message, some who will hear it later, hear this. Jesus came toward the disciples who were uncertain, and he commissioned them anyway. He does not wait for your doubt to resolve. Before he walks toward you, he meets you in the middle of it, and he says, I'm yours. Go, and I will be with you. Signed, sealed, delivered. That is the gospel. That is our mission. And in this is our hope. Go. Amen and amen.